In the studio, I've got Teresa from Extreme Zero Waste. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are the merchandising coordinator, and what you were just saying to me literally as we came on the
air. So I'm the new merchandising coordinator and one half of the team lead up at Extreme.
Okay, yeah. And Cow's Nest.
That's right, yeah, yes. In the shop there.
And if people recognise Teresa's voice, we did interview you a few weeks ago about your music.
Yes,
but that's not the topic today, so... Maybe we'll talk about that afterwards.
You might hear me singing along in the shop. Often we've got some pretty good music happening in Cahoos, which...
Yeah.
Who's
in charge of the CD player?
Well, that's a good question.
Are you actually still playing CDs? Because
I know there's CDs in there. Yes. Yeah. We've got some little gems in there. And, we all have a bit of a turn. We all have a bit of a spin.
Yeah. So there's a sale happening. At Cow's Nest.
Yes, there is. So this week on Wednesday and Thursday, which is the 12th and 13th of July, we're opening early from 10 a.m. until 5 to give people the opportunity to come up and take advantage of the sale that we're having, before the long weekend, Matariki. Yeah.
So normally you open at, 12:30?
That's right.
The site opens? So yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And what does it mean to have a sale at Cahoos Nest? Because things are already pretty cheap.
They are. I have to admit, I'm a big op shopper myself. And, we really try to keep prices achievable and available so that clothes are available to everybody. And, we have a few select pieces that we pick out and they might be priced a little bit more, but that's because they're in sort of our vintage selection.
Yeah.
It's... 20% off so all of our linens, so that includes bedding and blankets.
Yep.
And then 20% off almost all clothes, so that excludes a couple of racks, which is our staff picks and our vintage racks.
And what prompted this?
We just wanted to support the community, and cost of living at the moment is really high, and obviously we've had to increase our some of our prices as well for landfill, because we're having to pay more to get rid of waste.
So the government levy went up on the 1st
That's
of July,
right. Yeah. So that affects us too and our community, and so we wanted to support the community and just help people clothe and keep themselves warm over winter.
Yep.
And so I thought, this is the best way we can do that.
And tell us about the staff picks and vintage racks. I know that's not part of the sale, but what do people see when they come up, and where do you find those?
So as you come into the front of the clothing section, you'll see, there's a couple of racks there, and we're just trying to pick out, we're picking out items that are, they might have been, they're vintage, so they're retro. They, they might be something a little bit different, something that stands out that you wouldn't find, anywhere else. From years of digging through op shops and vintage racks, you kind of develop a bit of an eye for spotting these things. And so, we try to pick those out for people.
Put those front and centre.
Yeah.
And is there a time of day people might be like, when's the best time to come up?
I get asked that question.
You
and
do?
It's,
right.
I do, and it's really hard because every day at Cahoos is different. We might get a big drop off one day of the week, and then we try and get our stock out as quick as possible, so that it's not sitting around, because we do get so much stock in that it's really hard to keep up with. So we've got lots of new processes in place to try and keep on top of that. But all I can say is keep coming up, because I think this is across any op shop or vintage shop, it's being there consistently and being able to be there at the right place at the right time. That's kind of the nature of the game, really, and with op shopping. And
I guess it depends when the stuff turns up initially, what time of day, and then when it gets processed and put on a rack, and there's no set schedule for that. It can't be, can there, because people just turn up when they turn up.
That's right. I mean, we do usually put most of our clothing out in the morning before we open, so that's why we're closed. We're processing all of the stock that comes in from drop-offs.
Yeah.
So we put that out, and then as we open, so be in, I guess, from 12:30, and you'll be getting the fresh stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's been a lot of changes in the shop? In fact, you were closed for a couple of days, I think.
Yeah, we had
resetting things.
Yeah, that's right. We had a 3-day shutdown, and we just really looked at the way we're operating in the shop and how we can, you know, make it look a bit more presentable and offer some different. Yeah, just different styles and ways of doing things. We've rejigged things and, yeah, we're just trying to... We've raised the level a little bit and we're trying to basically, you know, make it a really cool place for people to come to because, you know, it is. And we just want to make it, you know, bring it up, raise the level, really. And we've had to, like, really look at what we can and can't sell. Some items that come in, you know, if they're... You know, they're damaged or ripped, or you know, there's only so much we can fix and how and we can do to revamp it with the amount of stock we get. So we really have to be selective about what we take in to a certain extent because we only have a certain amount of space where we can store and display items. So yeah, we've just had to really look at that and
I hear that there's is it the phrase fast fashion that there's that meaning that. Is it to do with people able to getting stuff on mail order or ordering online?
It is, yes.
And so they don't even try it on before they buy it.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of stuff we get in that still has tags on that, and is from these shops like Shein or lots of online bulk buying, cheap fast fashion shops, and it's just honestly. It's the bane of our day because, it literally, it doesn't really sell or it wears within 2 or 3 washes and it just literally so
it's
crumbles.
Not high quality stuff.
No, and we get a lot of it and it's actually, it's really hard to, say no to people, but it doesn't sell or it wears and, So if anything I can say, you know, come in and shop from a local op shop and you're helping the environment and the community and also, supporting local.
And it does sound like these days there's more and more stuff coming through Kahu's Nest and like as a proportion to our population there seems to be more.
Yeah, it blows my mind how much stuff we get for a small town. I don't know. I've only been there sort of a couple of months now, so I'm sort of still, understanding that it's crazy how much a small town, but we're happy. We want to see it come in.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing some of the stuff we get in and we're really grateful for it. It's just, obviously we're a shop too and we can only sell what we can.
Which does mean some people might be disappointed when they bring something up that it can't be recycled.
And we try our best, you know. The last thing we want to do is turn people away and or turn things away from going to landfill, but also we can only sell what we can sell.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
So, folks, we're talking to Teresa from Kahu's Nest and Extreme Zero Waste, and the sale is Wednesday, Thursday. And the hours, you're opening earlier in the day as well?
Yep, from 10. So okay. We'll be open, so come and see us.
Does that mean people can also just bring up and dump stuff or other recyclables for the yard? Or the yard
crew
will
ready? Be open. The whole place
not just,
will be open.
Not just the shop. Okay, cool. And 20% off.
Yeah.
All right.
Come and get a bargain.